With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In Dallas, Texas today, over 5,000 Christian broadcasters and faith leaders from all over the world are gathered for the start of the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference. One of those on hand is Larry Ross, whose Dallas Public Relations Agency is today marking its 30th anniversary in business. He says the secret of his agency's success is to always keep the focus on Jesus.
This is not about us. It's not about our agency. It's about God's faithfulness over 30 years and having a front row seat on what he did through all the clients we serve. We've represented over 2,300 clients during that time. And basically what we've done is just suit up and show up. Whenever possible, we lift up the name of Jesus. Let God do the rest.
Featured speakers at NRB will include nationally prominent pastors such as California's Jack Hibbs and Texas-based Dr. Robert Jeffers, pro-life activist Abby Johnson, and many others as the 2025 National Religious Broadcasters Conference continues throughout this week in Dallas. Also at SRNNews.com, the AP loses an initial bid to strike down new limits on its White House access.
A judge refused to immediately reverse the White House restrictions, but did set an expedited hearing date for March. The AP filed suit last week over access that was blocked when the wire service refused to use the term Gulf of America in its widely used style book. The AP calls the new restrictions on its access a targeted attack on its editorial independence. The White House press official said the AP has the right to engage in what he called irresponsible and dishonest reporting, but no guaranteed right to special access to the president. Bob Agner reported.
That big, beautiful bill, as President Trump calls it, nearing a vote in the House, vote on the GOP budget bill that would advance the Trump agenda, could come later today. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are up 95 points. This is SRN News. Christians pray for peace in Ukraine.
Believers around the world are marking 3 years since the Russian invasion with petitions for an end to hostilities. The conflict has caused hundreds of thousands of casualties and has devastated large parts of Ukraine. The European Evangelical Alliance says, quote, "We pray for eventual reconciliation and understanding for the way forward. We pray for sustained peace and justice." President Trump has vowed to try and negotiate an end to the war. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Justice Department has filed a complaint accusing a federal judge in Washington of misconduct during hearings over President Trump's executive order banning transgender troops from serving in the military. The complaint accuses U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes of inappropriately questioning a government lawyer about his religious beliefs and then trying to embarrass the attorney with a rhetorical exercise during an exchange about the subject of discrimination. This is SRN News. One of the divisions of the FDA is under new management.
Patrizia Cavazzoni, formerly the top regulator of the drug division of the Food and Drug Administration, is joining Pfizer as chief medical officer. Cavazzoni was the head of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research during COVID from 2020 until her departure in January. Interestingly, Cavazzoni is not new to Pfizer. She previously worked at Pfizer and headed clinical sciences and development operations. She was one of several top FDA officials who left the agency ahead of the confirmation of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime critic of Big Pharma and the vaccine approval process. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Vivek Ramaswamy tossing his hat into the ring for Ohio governor. The Republican, a Cincinnati native, millionaire biotech entrepreneur, former presidential candidate, has the enthusiastic backing of President Trump, who calls him young, strong, and smart. More details at SRNNews.com.